But the front page story will tell you that if you live in Hartford, you're going to be poor. If you live down at the shoreline, you're going to be rich. So you're wondering probably why the voting takes place last in the Hartford area, because those folks absolutely are poor. And that's what the Hartford Courant says if you read it. Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, who is a political commentator, radio talk show host, founder of the American Liberty Center. Lori can be heard on 94.9 Sundays from 1 to 3. Now, what does she say? She says the tolls and taxes and how badly the new taxes will affect the elderly, the middle class, and the working poor. Let's welcome Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh today. Lori, good morning, good morning.
Happy New Year.
Well, you hit it out of the ballpark. You're on the front page with the Hartford Courant. I'm telling you, you said the same thing this morning.
Well, and last time I was on the show, Brad, I brought up the French Revolution happening in Paris and throughout France right now to oppose the carbon tax, which is a tax that is coming to Connecticut. It's on the books. It's 100% going to be implemented if we do not protest. But the protests are already starting. And on January 9th at 10:30, there's a group that are gathering across from the Hartford Armory, and they are going to protest the tolls. It's a No Tolls Connecticut rally. And I think that this is the first of many that are going to take place. I do not think that Connecticut residents are aware of what is happening in our schools with the Global Citizenship Baccalaureate, the K through high school global citizenship training that they are going to be putting activists into our each town and across the state and cities in order to destroy our country. And all of the tolls and all of the carbon tax, all of this comes from the United Nations. I say that every week just about. But it's happening here just like France. They want to take our money as much as possible, control where we live, how we think, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of our rights, and it's just a bizarre and horrifying rollout that is happening in Connecticut, even before California. We're leading the way in global communism in this state. The tolls are just one piece of that. They're going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. They're going to, in taxpayer money, to build, and what is going to end up happening is that people will be forced out of their cars. They'll be forced out of transportation totally.
Yeah, see, and Lori, Paul's here. Good morning. Here's the thing.
Good
morning. I don't disagree with any of that. Here's the problem, though. And I've been following politics, as you have in this state, for 20, 30 years. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of pulling whatever hair I have left on the top of my head out over this. You have the cities now who are so influential. The cities are bluer than they've ever been here in this mm-hmm. state, just the way they are around the U.S. And a lot of the people who blindly go in and vote for candidates like this, Lori, they don't care about tolls. They don't use
they
the
don't.
Highway. They don't
Not
care.
At all.
I don't know what we do here. They don't care. I mean, we can have all the protests we want, and it's going to be frustrating for us all.
No, but, they're going to actually
but,
call.
But, yeah, but you know
different.
What? But you know
this
what?
This
yeah.
is a new world.
But, Lori, here's the deal. Producing. Here's the deal. The leaders of the General Assembly who are going to make the decision on this stuff, and I don't like it any much more than other people do, these people come from the major urban areas of this state, and Lori, they don't give a damn about tolls. They're going to shove them right down our throat. They don't care.
You wait and see.
They
that's
don't
gonna
care.
Be, that's going to be
Lamont
what happens.
Was elected stating we're going to put in tolls
yeah.
and we're going to raise your taxes.
Yeah.
The people do not care because they're looking for a benefit.
Yeah.
And when more people are employed by the state than employed in the private sector, we have a problem.
So what do we do?
But I'll tell you, if you think this implementation of what they're doing, when people catch on, the energy policies, the tolls, the carbon taxi, the schools, everything that they're doing is such
how
bad
long is
policy.
This gonna, how long is this going to take?
That's it. Will it be 2 years,
for people
4 years?
Wake up?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's the problem. That's right.
Well, the Hartford Armory, you can start.
Okay.
Protesting is very important. I don't like the way this one is being done necessarily because it's very cold outside.
Yeah.
It could be raining. I would suggest that people go into the legislative office building,
okay,
bring their signs.
All right.
We have mandatory vaccination now in the state of Connecticut.
I
don't know
that.
How you agree with that or not.
Yeah.
I think it's horrific.
Mm-hmm.
But everything they're doing is to take away every bit of liberty we have. Every bit of it.
And you know, Lori, I was talking to somebody last week about this at another job, and I said, you know, and this is a person who would have to drive, you know, an appreciable distance to get to work. And I said, you do realize that it's going to cost you $300-$500 a year more just to get here, to go to work. And they were kind of like,
well, you know, 3% of the population is all you need to make a change in the policies, but they have to be a very loud and aggressive 3%. So I hope that people, if you're interested in stopping the tolls, this is one of many very important subjects. It's going to affect small towns across the coastline. And, you know, people in Old Lyme aren't going to, they're the moneyed people, the rich people along the shore.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to accept this. Once they find out, oh, they're putting a toll booth and they have to take away this amount of property in order to build it, and this is what it's going to do to the environment, just like the solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
It is obscene. These policies are
how long?
I
want to know.
And it's all about control.
I want to know. You're talking a good talk, and I want to know how long is this going to happen before it actually starts, before Connecticut changes to this way out, crazy.
What's happening now, Brad? It is in every school system in 12 years. They're expecting that in 12 years we won't have a country. They're planning on it. That's what all of the immigration in Europe is about. It's about getting rid of national identity. The 28 schools in Connecticut right now that are teaching our children that they're not U.S. citizens.
But I go.
I've
been in these
please.
Schools.
The global citizens.
They're not doing that.
Excuse me?
I said, I've been in the school, my God. I grew up here and everything else. And to hear you say that they're doing it right now.
They signed on to it this year. There's a document on the Department of there's 28 schools already that exist, Brad. They already exist. They're teaching them right now. They're global citizenship schools. In 12 years, from K through high school, they're going to be taught that they're not taught civics now.
Well, God bless you.
They don't know where our rights
right.
come from. They're not taught. They're going to be taught to be communist activists, not U.S. citizens. And if you go to the Department of Connecticut education website, you can print out all this material. Everything I'm saying is right there. They signed on to it this past year, but they were already.
So we could be into it then.
Oh yeah,
we could be into it. Within the next year.
Don't you know, Brad?
We're in it already.
Yeah.
28 schools already.
Well, it's so bad that you see now, not only in Connecticut, but you have other states where people are reacting, saying, you know what, we need to make it law that some sort of American civics is taught in schools because
they don't teach American history either.
Yeah, or civic. Yeah, because it's like, it's all this globalist garbage. That,
well,
and,
1962,
that's true. That is true.
Marxists took over our school system, and they've been working ever since then to destroy our country. And look at what has happened to our societies. Now they're going to be teaching our children.
Mm-hmm.
In Connecticut, it is policy that there's no such thing as gender. They are going to be teaching kindergartners that it's okay, you know, pushing an agenda that is unnatural and unwanted, undesired, because that is, they're progressive in a manner that is beyond anything we've ever seen.
So anyway, I just want to get something set this morning that this is happening already, and within how long do you think before they'll have taken over Connecticut?
they've already taken over Connecticut. The Department of Education is the most important. People worry about Russia and our enemies, and we have this big army, and we have this big Air Force and Navy, and I'm all for the military, and God bless them. They're the American soldier is the person of the year. But I got to tell you, the biggest enemy we have in our country right now is the public education system. That is the problem.
Well, and we're going to end on that one.
Thanks, Lori.
That's a good one
Happy
to end
New
on.
Year. Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Same Happy New you. Year, Lori. Be good there, Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh. Every Sunday, 1 to 3 on our sister station, 94.9.